Welcome to the Elevation Church podcast. In this special Crash the Chatterbox edition, Pastor Stephen was joined by Mark Burnett, a producer, author, and president of MGM Television, for a conversation about hearing God's voice and taking action.
It was more difficult. It's obviously achievable, but it takes community. That's why churches work, because you're doing things in community. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you try to do it alone, you know, humans are full of flaws, and we just know that. And God knows that. God knows that we need his help, and we need the help of others to remind us, and we need to connect with the Bible to help us get through that. As humans, even pastors, even you probably, that you sometimes are maybe more connected than others, because obviously we're very far from perfect. And churches, radio shows like this, at times books, spiritual books about the Bible itself, these are tools which we are provided with to help us stay connected.
Absolutely. And so when you started, I'd love for you to close with this thought. You said that the vision for the Bible, the vision for Son of God, you said it came as a whisper. And then you moved on and talked about how you never looked back. But help somebody identify what that whisper looked like for you, what it might look like for them, because that is the key, to know it when it comes. I think God is speaking to people, inspiring things all the time that we don't tune into, and we miss it. And we look at what God has done through your work, and we see the impact of it now, but what if you hadn't listened? So can you identify that whisper a little bit for yourself and for Roma and for somebody else as we close this interview? What did it sound like?
Yeah, one other thing as well is, you know, it was easier that there's two of us, there's Roma and me together, who are feeling this calling that we should make this Bible series, then the human natural fear is, are you kidding? A Bible series? The whole Bible? Who's going to watch it? How are we going to get it on TV? What's going to happen? All those these are all things that make you paralyzed and not take action. And it's very easy to rationalize to yourself why you don't take the calling and get your butt off the couch and do something. Very easy to say, well, I didn't really hear that. You know something? You know in your heart when you feel that call. You know when it's right. Some people are not of our faith, which there are, you know, billions who are not. We have to still reach many people. They just call it instinct or the inner voice. But to Christians, we know it's God. And we feel it. And it's a voice that speaks to us inside. It's not like a booming voice from the burning bush. It's just an inner voice. But you do know. You can look in the mirror, and you know what you're supposed to do. The question is, do you rationalize your way out of it? The question is, do you see problems instead of solutions? Are you willing to keep going forward, even though the map line of getting from A to B across the mountains seemed a certain route? But as you get on your way, you realize it's maybe slightly a different route, same destination, but you need to be aware of your journey. You need to be willing to change strategies, all with the same goal in mind of hearing that calling. And by the way, it's not easy. You know, it's not easy, and many people will discourage. Many other people will encourage. And you're far better to look for hanging out with the encouragers, because people who are discouragers will remove your human energy, which God gives us energy. And our energy is to keep going even when we're tired. And we can pray and lean on God and not rationalize that we're too tired or it's not going to work out and poor me. You know, nothing's easy. It certainly wasn't easy. Of all the biblical stories, nothing was easy. You know, and, you know, people, you can't be a big baby about it
right,
and be about poor me. You know, you just can't. And in the case of us, people saying, why don't you guys stick to The Voice? Why don't you stick to Survivor and Shark Tank? Why do you think anyone's going to watch the Bible? Well, you know, 100 million people tuned in. The calling we heard was correct. People were thirsty for hope. They were thirsty to reconnect with the Bible. And some people never even knew they were thirsty for the Bible. And they were flicking channels and thought, what is this? Mm. And got caught up in it. And Son of God, which comes out February 28th, as you know very well, because you're so supportive, encouraging to us, is a great conversation starter. It's a great way to encourage people to know Jesus, to feel the call, to be aware of the love. And it's a tool. It's a church tool, and it's a conversation starter.
Well, I appreciate and we appreciate you putting that tool in our hands. It's invaluable what you've enabled us to do, the conversations you've enabled us to have. Is there anything else that listeners can do between now and going to see the movie to help get the word out? Because I'm looking at this book, Crash the Chatterbox, and I'm looking at the tools that you provided. And one of the ways that we crash the chatter in our world is so noisy. There's so much noise. We can't get the signal, but this is a way that we can saturate the world, our nation. It's a way for us to get some air coverage for the gospel. And so what can people do to do that, to join forces, to help get the message out?
Well, first of all, the most important thing you can do for us and all your listeners is pray. Hmm. Prayer is the most important thing we need to clear the way ahead for the movie, to clear any obstacles and allow millions of people to experience Jesus on the big screen. First time Jesus has appeared on the big screen in 10 years. That was Passion of the Christ. That was only 3 days in his life. The last time Jesus' entire life was on the big screen was 50 years ago with The Greatest Story Ever Told. So it's important to clear the way. And in terms of other ways would be social media. You know, sharesonofgod.com is the site and it allows simple things you can do, which use social media. You can see all the music videos and stuff we've created, which are church resources. And just the Great Commission told us to go out and spread the word. And the movie ends with the Great Commission. And that's one thing we can encourage people to go out there and tell more people, because actually I do really know that the more people who accept Jesus, the better our country and our world is, because Christians, you know us by the way we treat other people.
Thank you for listening to this special clip. For more bonus content from Pastor Stephen Furtick and Elevation Church, be sure to subscribe to the Elevation Church podcast.